Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, in Christ Jesus, family, friends, and foes, and even foes in the family. My beloved, standing between the living and the dead, prayer, devotional, memorial, evangelistic service, family members, above 560 days, we have been doing this together in a row. Somehow, some way. Welcome. This is Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House daily reading of the Chronological Bible, episode number 368. Where I simply read the Holy Bible in the King James Version each day in chronological order. This unique viewpoint allows us to read the entire Bible, the whole Bible, as a single true story and to see the unfolding of God's plan in history, in the present, and in the future. Today, my beloved, we are reading 2 Samuel chapter 18, verses 1 through 18. Shall we pray? Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallowed be your name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And Holy Father God, I praise you and I thank you for your love, your grace, and your mercy. Your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, your Holy Spirit, and your Holy Word. I praise you and I thank you this morning for salvation and spiritual, family and life, financial and material, mental and physical protection and provision blessings that you have bestowed upon me and thus my family down through the years. I praise you and I thank you for all of the millions and many and manifold blessings that you have bestowed upon us. For Jesus Christ's sake, please continue to have mercy and grace upon us, and please forgive us and cleanse us of all sin. As we from our hearts, by your grace, forgive others. And Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray that you'd crush and crucify, Lord, our flesh and the old man within us. Fill us all afresh and anew with the fullness and the power, the unction and the anointing of your Holy Spirit. Grant me your energy, your strength, your unction, your might, your anointing from on high, and the power of your Holy Spirit to read your Holy Word, to preach your Holy Word, to teach your Holy Word, to share it with others, and to preach your Holy Gospel, that those who are lost would hear and be saved all over the world. And Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, move the distracting devil away. I pray that, Lord, you would cast out the devil and the demons of hell and the satanic demonic spirit of Judas, Jezebel, Sanballat, and Tobias. Lord, out of the hearts and lives and spirits of the people here who have that problem, and of the people out there who have that problem, who name the name of Christ, especially. And Lord, we pray of people in their family. We do pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would rebuke and bind the devil, his demons, and his hosts, Lord, from what we're doing this morning in both services. And Lord, I pray that you would give us sweet victory over the world, the flesh, and the devil, and the demons of hell throughout this day. And Lord, drive away the sins that these demonic spirits produce, hindrance and distraction, sabotage and betrayal, treachery, pride, stubbornness and rebelliousness, and witchcraft, bad attitudes and bad spirits. And Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would deliver each and every one of us today from temptation, evil, and sin. Grant us your grace and the power of your Holy Spirit to love right, to live right, to think right, to do right, to act right, and to do that which is pleasing in your sight. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Help us, Holy Father God, to humble ourselves, to pray, to seek your face, and to turn from our wicked ways, and to repent of our sins, and to get back to you, our first love. Holy Father God, we request and we pray and we ask, based upon your holy word, ask and ye shall receive, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. And Lord, we pray for the salvation of the lost, for the revival of the saved, for the healing of the sick, for the comfort of the grieving, Lord, around the world, in this country, in our community, in the church, in our families, and in our individual lives. And then, Lord, we pray that you would deliver millions of people from housing crisis, food crisis, medical crisis, and utilities crisis. We also pray that you deliver all of us from spiritual and mental, physical and emotional, family and financial, student loan debt, student problems, progress problems as well. Lord, if we do right by you, if we are choosing to be obedient to you and your holy word and to your Holy Spirit, deliver us, Lord, from all of our tribulations and troubles and trials and temptations and tests and tensions. Lord, if we are choosing to obey your word and your Holy Spirit, deliver us all from our distresses and afflictions, cares and worries and anxieties, troubles, problems and fears. Fill us with your peace that passeth all understanding, your joy unspeakable, your holy serenity and tranquility of mind and heart. And then, Lord, bless and protect our family and all other families that name the name of Christ, from ourselves, our flesh, and the devil, and from the demons of hell, and from evil people in the family, evil people in the church, and evil people in the world. And Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would place upon us today the whole armor of God and surround us with the band of your holy angels and the wall of your holy fire. Cover us and cleanse us through the precious blood of Christ. Fill us with your Holy Spirit. Fill us with your holy word. And use us mightily throughout this day as you see fit. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, I have the high honor and the distinct privilege and the great pleasure to read in your hearing, Thus saith the Lord, the Word of God, the Holy Bible. At 2 Samuel chapter 18, verses 1 through 18. And David numbered the people that were with him, and set captains of thousands and captains of hundreds over them. And David sent forth a third part of the people under the hand of Joab, and a third part under the hand of Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, Joab's brother, and a third part under the hand of Ittai, the Gittite. And the king said unto the people, I will surely go forth with you myself also. But the people answered, Thou shalt not go forth, for if we flee away, they will not care for us, neither if half of us die, will they care for us. But now thou art worth 10,000 of us. Therefore now it is better for thou succor us out of the city. And the king said unto them, What seemeth you best I will do. And the king stood by the gate side, and all the people came out by hundreds and by thousands. And the king commanded Joab and Abishai and Ittai, saying, Deal gently for my sake with the young man, even with Absalom. And all the people heard when the king gave all the captains charge concerning Absalom. So the people went out into the field against Israel, and the battle was in the wood of Ephraim, where the people of Israel were slain before the servants of David, and there was there a great slaughter that day of 20,000 men. For the battle was there scattered over the face of all the country, and the wood devoured more people that day than the sword devoured. And Absalom met the servants of David. And Absalom rode upon a mule, and the mule went under the thick boughs of a great oak. And his head caught hold of the oak, and he was taken up between the heaven and the earth, and the mule that was under him went away. And a certain man saw it and told Joab and said, Behold, I saw Absalom hanged in an oak. And Joab said unto the man that told him, And behold, thou sawest him, and why didst thou not smite him there to the ground? And I would have given thee 10 shekels of silver and a girdle. And the man said unto Joab, Though I should receive 1,000 shekels of silver in mine hand, yet would I not put forth mine hand against the king's son. For in our hearing the king charged thee and Abishai and Ittai, saying, Beware that none touch the young man Absalom. Otherwise, I should have wrought falsehood against mine own life, for there is no matter hid from the king, and thou thyself wouldest have set thyself against me. Then said Joab, I may not tarry thus with thee. And he took 3 darts in his hand and thrust them through the heart of Absalom while he was yet alive in the midst of the tree, in the midst of the oak. And 10 young men that bare Joab's armor compassed about and smote Absalom and slew him. And Joab blew the trumpet, and the people returned from pursuing after Israel. For Joab held back the people. And they took Absalom and cast him into a great pit in the wood, and laid a very great heap of stones upon him. And all Israel fled, everyone to his tent. Now Absalom in his lifetime had taken and reared up for himself a pillar, which is in the king's dale. For he said, I have no son to keep my name in remembrance. And he called the pillar after his own name, and it is called unto this day Absalom's place. Shall we pray? Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we praise you and we thank you for all of your holy word. And to me, all of it is good. But if you would allow me, Lord, to say the good, the bad, and the ugly, because you are a God of absolute truth and transparency. And we should be the same. Help us, Lord, to learn the lessons, the tragic lessons, not to sin against you, because you are the God of love, but you also are the God of chastisement, punishment, and rebuke. And I thank you for it. Help us all to take heed to it. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, this is Daniel White, the 3rd president of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House family devotional reading of Charles Haddon Spurgeon's Treasury of David. This is episode number 85. We're at Psalm 9:17. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. Allow me to repeat that in your hearing. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. The justice which has punished the wicked and preserved the righteous. Pardon me. Remains the same, and therefore in days to come, retribution will surely be meted out. How solemn is the 17th verse, especially in its warning to forgetters of God, the moral, who are not devout, the honest, who are not prayerful, the benevolent, who are not believing, the amiable, who are not converted. These must all have their own portion with the openly wicked in the hell which is prepared for the devil and his angels. Therefore, our whole nations of such, the forgetters of God, are far more numerous than the profane or prolificate. Pardon me. And according to the very forceful expression, and according to the very forceful expression of the Hebrew, the nethermost hell will be the place into which all of them shall be hurled headlong. Forgiveness seems a small sin, but it brings eternal wrath upon the man who lives and dies in it. My dear friends, do not forget God. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for this divine reminder from your divine word and from your servant, Charles Haddon Spurgeon. He being dead, yet liveth, and we give you the glory, the praise, and the honor. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. All right, my dear friends, this is the time in our service where we turn to the family verses. The family verses found in Ephesians chapter 5 and chapter 6. And we're dealing with now what God has to say to the husband. He said a lot to husbands on yesterday. And before that, we heard what God had to say to wives. And I have told you, I know for a fact, that if the husband and the wife did what they were supposed to do based upon God's word, the marriage would be 100% better. Verse 25, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Verse 26, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. Verse 27, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Just like, gentlemen, your wife is not perfect when you get her. As a husband, if you're going to be a husband like Jesus Christ is, you work in her life. You instruct her, you teach her, you rebuke her, and you deal with her so that one day you can present her to yourself as a more virtuous woman and truly reap the benefits of marriage and of having a wife. Because, listen to me well, if she, your wife, does not submit to you, does not subject herself to you, does not obey you, and respect you, then really you don't have a marriage, and you're not reaping the benefits of marriage, all of the benefits. You will reap some, but not all. And so it's up to you. As Jesus deals with the church, he has delegated to you to deal with your wife, to help her to be what God would have her to be. So you must pray with her, whether she wants to pray with you or not. Read the Bible to her and with her, whether she wants to do it or not. And be faithful to the Lord, whether she wants to be that way or not. Do not let her turn you around, brother. You turn her around. Don't let her lead you. You lead her. And when she does evil, when she does wrong, you rebuke her. And if she does evil and she does wrong in front of the children, you rebuke her in front of the children. Don't wait. You deal with it. Otherwise, she'll never learn to be the kind of wife that you need for her to be. Now let's pray for others as I have to preach in a few minutes. And we'll come back and wrap up this tomorrow. If the Lord tarries, it's coming and we live. Holy Father God, we pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray for the healing of all Christian marriages based upon your holy word. Not upon our feelings, not upon what people think, what somebody wrote in a book, but what you wrote in your book. And Holy Father God, we pray now for all people who name the name of Christ. Have mercy and grace upon us and forgive us of our sins of not obeying your great commandment or your great commission. Lord, forgive us of our sins and help us to truly repent. And Holy Father God, I do pray for the salvation of those who are not saved, the revival of those who are saved, the healing of the sick according to your will and way, and if we're willing to confess our sins and repent of our sins. And Lord, those who are mourning and grieving around the world. And Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ I pray, Lord, for all people who name the name of Christ. Help us to humble ourselves and to pray and to seek your face and to turn from our wicked ways. And Lord, help us to repent of our sins and help us to get back to you, our first love. And Holy Father God, we pray. Holy Father God, we pray now, Lord, for the millions of Christians who are being persecuted around the world. Protect them and provide for them. Lead them and guide them and direct them and grant them your grace in their trying hours and in their dying hours. We pray for the governments of the world. We pray for their salvation. The people who are in leadership in government, we pray for their salvation. We pray that you would fill them with your Holy Spirit. We pray that you'll cast the demons of hell out of their lives and truly lead, guide, and direct them to govern according to your holy word, that we may have peaceful and quiet lives and live peaceful and quiet lives. And Holy Father God, I pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray now for all of the millions of people who are hurting and groaning and moaning, grieving and mourning the death of loved ones, those who are in the hospital as well, from the coronavirus, which is getting worse around the world. Comfort them as only you can. And Lord, we pray that you draw them to yourself for salvation. And Holy Father God, we pray for millions, but we also pray for a few by name. We pray, Lord, for the family and friends of Oregon resident Cindy Johansson, for the family and friends of Texas Navy sailor William Matthews, for the family and friends of Ohio auto dealer David A. Flynn, for the family and friends of Wisconsin healthcare worker Paul Coleman. We pray for the family and friends of West Virginia firefighter Adam R. Bugast. And Lord, we pray now for all prayer requests that have come in. And we pray we fail not in praying for the thousands of people who have sent in prayer requests down through the years and that we have prayed for repeatedly by your grace. We pray for salvation and spiritual, family and life, financial and material protection and provision, mental and physical blessings for all of these folks. Hear and answer, continue to hear and answer their prayers and our prayers for them. And we pray for a few by name. We pray for Bahima. Please provide him with the money and resources he needs to open and maintain the orphanage and seminary, support the students, teachers, and orphans. We pray also, Lord, for Blamsia. Deliver him from pornography and sin and provide him with a house and money. We pray for Pastor Bushibi. Please provide them with construction materials. Bless Navasha Church with money to buy a piece of land to build a church building for the expanding of an old church building so it can hold more Bible students according to your will. Strengthen and equip Pastor David Odong and the churches in Uganda and South Sudan with ministry resources. Strengthen Pastor Leonard and the church in Bumala. Help the GBF churches to rebuild after the floods and replace all that is lost. And Lord, we pray now for all of the people who have believed in you through the preaching of the gospel, your gospel through this ministry. And we pray for some by name. We pray for all who have gotten saved. We pray that you'll help them all to grow in the faith and to stand strong in the faith. We pray for Claudia, Esther, Enos, Anu, Manu, Loreto. And Lord, we pray for all who have recommitted their lives to you as well. Help them to grow in the faith and to stand strong in the faith. We pray for Angelic, Oyi, Esther, Matthias, and Joyce. We commit these souls into your hands. Let your will be done in their lives and in ours. In Jesus Christ's name I do pray and forsake. Amen. Folks, I'm getting ready to go preach right now at 8 o'clock. God bless you. I'll see you then. Now, dear friend, if you are with us today, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, John 3:16 states, "For God so loved the world," these are the words of Jesus Christ, "God so loved the world," that means that if you are in this world, God loves you, "that he gave his only begotten Son," God gave up his only begotten Son to suffer and to bleed and to die on the cross for your sins. He shed innocent blood on the cross for your sins because Jesus Christ never committed a sin in word, in thought, in attitude, or in deed. Yes, you can have a sinful attitude. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son up to suffer and to bleed and to die on the cross for our sins," however, our lies, our stealing, our lusting after people and things, coveting after people and things, what other people have, our disrespect and dishonor and disobedience and having bad attitudes towards our parents, our taking God's name in vain, and so many other sins. These are just five of the Ten Commandments. If we have broke one of them, we have broken the whole law according to the Bible. Jesus died for all of our wickedness and all of our sins. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son," Jesus Christ, he was speaking of himself, "that whosoever believeth in him," the word "whosoever" means anybody at any time. The word "believeth" means to trust in, to have faith in.
him, Jesus Christ, should not perish, that is, you will not go to hell, but have everlasting life. So, dear friend, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ today so that you can be saved from the torments of hell. For the Bible teaches that once you die unsaved, if you die without believing in Christ, you will immediately wake up in the torments of hell. If you want to avoid that and wake up in heaven and in the arms of Jesus Christ, if you will, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ down here. For the Bible says in Romans 10:9-13 that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. Saved to what? Saved to heaven. It's very simple to be saved, very easy to be saved, contrary to what people will tell you. You don't have to be in a church building to get saved. You don't have to join a church to get saved. You don't have to get baptized to get saved. You don't have to give any money to the church to get saved. You don't have to shake the preacher's hand. You don't have to raise your hand. You don't have to walk down the aisle. You don't have to do anything to get saved but believe in Jesus Christ and call on his name and pray and ask him to save you. And he will do so, my beloved. If he did it for me, he'll do it for you. So believe in your heart. Only you can do that. That Jesus Christ suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day. Pray with me the sinner's prayer. Repeat after me phrase by phrase and mean it from your heart. Let's pray. Holy Father God in heaven, I acknowledge that I am a wicked sinner. And I admit that I have broken your Ten Commandments. I have indeed committed some of those sins that were mentioned earlier by the preacher. And Holy Father God, I admit that I deserve to go to hell just like a criminal deserves to go to jail. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of all of my crimes and sins. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and into my spirit and save my soul. As I now believe with all of my heart in your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who suffered, bled, and died on the cross for my sins, was buried and rose on the third day. And Lord, I do not understand it all, but I thank you for it all. And I believe it all. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and into my spirit and save my soul. And change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. And help me to truly repent of my sins past. And to truly repent of my sins present. And to turn from my evil life. And to follow you, Lord Jesus, in the new life. For it is in your name I do pray. Amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you just believed in the Lord Jesus Christ with all of your heart, as your Lord and Savior, and you prayed that prayer with me and you meant it from your heart, I declare to you that based upon the Word of God, the Holy Bible, that I just shared with you, you are now saved from hell and you're on your way to heaven. Welcome to the family of God, dear friend. I want to congratulate you on doing the most important thing in life, and that is believing in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ Jesus, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my book titled, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John chapter 10, verse 9, and this is what the book title is based on, I am the door, Jesus Christ said. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Ladies and gentlemen, until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you, is my prayer.